Hey guys.
Hi, Ben and Mandy, back to you, fresh and live.
Back at Poorhouse again.
And alive, yes, back at Poorhouse.
So, we were kind of unsure what we wanted to do for this episode.
Yeah, we're
we
like...
We still kind of are.
Yeah, we still are. We're like, what should we make it about? What subject should it be based on? Like,
yeah, because I made it on a fly the last time that it was going to be about skins.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, we're going to go through every single fucking episode.
But we're not going to... Okay, we might totally dive into skins again. Definitely. Whoa there. Sorry, guys. Is the phone okay?
The phone is alive.
Okay. Is there scratches on it? No.
Okay.
Back to what I was saying. We totally might dive into skins again, but I feel like to have an entire podcast, like, channel dedicated to it is a little extra. So, yeah. I mean, that's a fun idea.
I know. I totally thought it was fun, like, in the moment because I was a little bit drunk, but...
But we can obviously, like, go back and forth between whatever we want to talk about because this is our dang podcast, so that's all. Ben was just picking something out of his teeth, so none of us had anything to say for a
second.
And
I was just like, yeah. So basically, we are just going to wing it today. It's going to be like kind of... just a chill like, out cast in Valpo. We might just talk about some of our favorite music or maybe a new song that Mandy just did with a really great producer.
Shut up. I'm so excited about it. It was really fun.
It's such a fun song. I will definitely plug it into the description
below.
And that song is by Crapface and Mandy, both. Mandy wrote the lyrics, Crapface did the track.
Kind of produced it-ish.
Yeah, Mandy mixed it.
Yeah, I mixed it. That's what it is. Like, he wrote the beat. I created the lyrics. I sang on top of it. I literally used my earphone mic, my earbuds microphone to record it.
And very Claro, though, because she did...
True. It doesn't sound like... It sounds like
it sounds
a hit
good.
Track. It doesn't sound like someone, like, recorded it in my basement or something. Like, it just sounds like it was... Like, we worked together in the studio. Kind of sounds like we did it in one, you know, one take. We were, like, just working together.
Before we get too far ahead of ourselves, the song is called Cheek to Cheek.
Cheek to Cheek, yes. Like, as in butt cheeks. As in sitting cheek to cheek with your besties. That's what it's kind of all about. But, yeah, it was really fun.
And also, isn't it about just if you can't handle what me and my friends are doing and what I want to do in my life, like, and if you're not about that...
Don't bother me.
About me.
Yeah. You obviously aren't a part of my tribe. And, like... The lyrics were really fun to make because it came out from my heart. Like, the beginning is about fate, and if you met it, like, face to face, what would you want to say to it? And I say that I want to be in first place. Like, sometimes I think people let fate, like, unravel, quote-unquote, unravel itself for them, but I really believe that you are in full control of your fate. I believe fate is a lot of self-driven motion. So... Like, one of my lyrics is like, I just want to meet fate and greet it face to face and tell it I'm in first place, because that's definitely, like, really important, and that's kind of like my life motto. And then the rest of the song just kind of, like, unravels itself. Like, there's a lot of, like, woman empowerment, I think. Like, honestly, just, like, human empowerment. Like, if you don't judge people and you don't like when people judge you, like, we're on the same team, because I'm feeling you. I feel that. And that's kind of the sum up. It was very easy to write the lyrics because it came from my heart. And my favorite lyric is, we know where we go. Awesome, I'm forgetting my lyrics.
That's okay.
We know where we go. We know what we
do. What we want.
We know what we want. We know where we go. Promote how to glow.
Yeah.
That is like the lyric.
I agree with that though too, because it's like a lot of people just fall victim to the small town life, the I just want to live my life small,
right,
pay, like, my bills,
right, if the wind blows this way, so be it, I'll move with it.
Shit happens,
right, there's tons of wind tunnels.
What it is.
Yeah,
I got hit by a car, I guess I'll have an opiate addiction,
right, like, I guess they're just, sometimes, I totally think a lot of this world is just people, like, living with what life has given to them, when in fact, you can make life what you want it,
mm-hmm.
though it takes some time. Crap, I was gonna say something. Oh yeah, I had tons, like, okay, so I was writing it. I had never really, like, written a pop song before, and definitely was gearing towards pop, as in not like popular, but pop music as we know it today. Cute, LOL, cheeky, fun, happy.
Makes you feel elevated.
Makes you feel elevated, mm-hmm. Exactly. It makes you yourself feel popular in a way. Like,
makes you feel just like you're a bubble floating in the air, and then you pop.
Exactly, and like no one can tear you down. And I feel like I engaged so much inspiration from Charlie XCX, because I listened to her lyrics. I mean, after every song I hear by her, I'm like, damn, she just did that. She just said those words, mm-hmm. like that a lot of women were afraid to speak into the world. Even if they do sound like, I guess how some people would call it, cheesy or basic. Like, sometimes basic is all we need right now, because, and I don't even want to say it's basic.
Not basic. I think basic is the wrong word.
It is. I feel like other people consider it that, like, not me, but like people from an outside view, like, oh, like it's just a typical pop song. Like, she's just talking about being happy and like, you know, hanging out. That,
no, because honestly, people love those typical pop songs because they're the ones on the top. That's why they're the typical pop songs. But I think there needs to be a shift, like, in the way people look at pop. I think people, pop needs to be more like, I'm just sick of Ed Sheeran. Like, get him off my face.
Like, okay, no hate to Ed Sheeran.
No.
No hate, ever. There's no hate to anyone.
Hate from me to Ed Sheeran.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't, okay, like, Ed Sheeran asked me to do a collab with him. I don't know if that would ever happen. I don't know what I would say. Because, I don't know, like, obviously, like,
honestly, you probably wouldn't present yourself in that way to, he would feel like it would be easy to, like, ask you to collab. I think you would have a more, like, artistic look at it. Like,
totally.
Let's say, for instance, like, Janelle Monáe, she's, like, a completely different artist than Ed Sheeran, but there's kind of, I mean, Ed Sheeran's more popular, possibly, than her, but I think Janelle Monáe is definitely a better artist.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's actually put thought into what she has to say. It's not just, like, that typical Adele-style music where it's, like, I loved you, and now I put a rose on your beating heart. You know, and I'm just like,
like, all the symbolism that, like, repeats over and over and over. And I just have this feeling.
Same three chords.
Exactly. If Ed Sheeran ever, like, did do that, I have a feeling that he wouldn't like what I had to offer. You know? Like, because I feel like pop, that type, there's two, okay, so we gotta clarify, there are two different sectors of pop
there's
we
so
are talking
many,
about. Actually, there's more than
but
just two.
Two specifically.
Right, if we wanna, like, totally be vague about it, there's a pop music sector on the radio, in the top 100 list, that's pop. That's one type of pop that I consider under the region of popular. And then there's another sector, which is, like, underground pop. Pop that's up and coming, that's not on the radio. That's,
and it's more emerging to the point of, like, not following normal like pop structure, like being like first chorus, bridge, chorus, you know.
It's more meaningful. I feel like the bridge between that underground pop to popular music is so far away. Like, they're so far away from each other. Mm-hmm. And I was gonna say,
Well, like, labels like PC Music.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But what were you gonna say? I'm sorry.
I'll remember it in a second. It was okay. Something about, oh, yeah, like, okay. So, like, the underground pop music, like, we're referring to is PC Music. Yeah. And I feel like it's created this fuel of, oh, my God. Like, okay, a part of this, like, I don't think that I'm ever, like, waiting for the next song by the popular artist on
no, I'm not,
the radio.
Like, where's Ariana Grande's new track? Even though, like, her, like, No Tears Left to Cry was good.
And God is a Woman is also fab.
Oh, I haven't listened to that.
Oh, you have to. Like, okay. Ariana Grande is definitely in the middle of the bridge. Like, could possibly be considered in the middle of the bridge. But the pop music that's underground that we're talking about is, like, music we are dying for. Like, music we're dying to wait for. Like, if we hear someone record a live video footage of, you know, one of our favorite,
like,
artists.
Sophie.
Yeah, like Sophie, or, like, any of the artists on, like, is Sophie's...
No,
Sophie's not on PC Music label.
She's related, but not a part.
Right, related. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the crave for, like, okay, if someone releases, someone hasn't released music yet, and someone captures it, like, unreleased Sophie or unreleased Hannah Diamond or whatever it may be, like, I think the people, the population that favors that type of music is so much more faithful to that music than popular music. Mm-hmm. Like, we crave the next new single. We dig deep into the lyrics. We dig deep into their ethic. We dig deep into everything.
Well, and it's not
even
that. It's not very mass produced. It's like a small group of people just help. It could be like three people a part of one song, and you're just like, wow, this is actually pretty fucking awesome. Like,
yes.
It's actually a good song because it's not rinsed through like so many different people's minds, like just being like, well, maybe if we just don't have that, because like it's like Atlantic with Charli XCX, like Atlantic doesn't really like any of her PC music stuff, so it's like it's hard for her to release that. That's why she had to do like mixtapes,
right?
And that's why those mixtapes don't really have music videos, because she didn't get any funding the same way.
Okay. Like, I don't know Atlantic, actually.
It's just a record label.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Interesting. I really think that niche of, like, being a part of that niche of pop music, what we genuinely think pop music is and will forever be, is growing, yet it's still small. Like, it's so exciting to be a part of. I feel like we're back in the 90s again. Like, when Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera first came out, like, it was so important. It was so special. It was like, oh gosh, this is pop music.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd that follows underground pop music, which is everything else you don't hear on the radio, is a part of that family that keeps it important, keeps it fresh and icy, lol. And icy. No, but like, because it's so small, and I like the word rare, I like that, you know, you don't know what's coming next.
It's very sparse.
It's sparse, and it's like, I want to see these artists before I die, or my life is not complete.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to see these artists because, and if I don't see them now, in the moment, while they're like, I guess I hate to say the word alive.
Even if, like, you get to work with them one day.
Yes,
which is, like,
exactly.
What I aspire to work with. Like, Sophie or A.G. Cook, but the way... Because I don't really... I'm not too comfortable with singing so much, but I am more comfortable with, like, producing.
Producing, yeah.
But what I really want to do is go forward in, like, an engineering type...
Yes.
...process. Like, going for a degree in engineering, learn everything I can about that, and then use that knowledge to create art with engineering... that I can collab with artists to, like, do some sculpture that they might want to take a picture of for an album cover, or, like, have, like, a moving gallery that is their, like, album launch party, you know?
Exactly. Like,
stuff like that.
There's so many realms that are opened up in that world, like that. Like, that is something that's special.
That's why people love music videos, because visuals along with music.
Right.
And if you make it even, like, in-person visuals, like an art show along with an album release.
Right. It's just all these creative new outlets that are so modern for a lot of people. Like, I understand that a lot of people can't relate to that. Like, people like things being fed to them. I get it. I totally get it. But where are the people that are digging?
Where are the risks?
Yeah, like... I like the risk takers in pop.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's actually, I don't even like the word pop anymore. I feel like there needs to be a new word for, new genre name for what
bubblegum
this is.
Bubblegum bass.
Yeah. Bubblegum bass. No. Or, yeah, maybe. I mean.
And then to quote GFOTY,
please.
She was on Twitter after she heard that PC music was described as bubblegum bass, and she was like, what the fuck is bubblegum bass?
I love it. That's the thing. It's genre-less.
Mm-hmm.
It's so genre-less. I mean, I put a label on it just so I can connect, you know, and like...
PC music is so strange because they do like everything from like... They'll like do some like crazy jump style song, and then they'll go to like some like really bouncy pop song, and then they'll do a classical hit with like Danielle Harrell.
Oh... I love the remixes, too, of, like, pop, what pop used to be. Like, I don't see... I mean, I guess there are some remixes of, like, songs nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. But most of the songs that are remixed by these artists are, like, older popular songs, like Too Little Too Late, JoJo. Or, like, I don't know. I'm just thinking of, like, Britney Spears.
Yeah,
or like,
there's a lot of... Yeah, like, those... It's kind of like that teen girl aesthetic, especially in the early 2000s. Like, what they were seeing, like, in Dior or, like... Chanel ads, and it's just like a lot of that is, you see the influence in that in PC music.
Yeah.
So before we get into too much about the history of PC music. We're going to take a short little break, and we'll be back right after this.
Bob, I know Ashley.
But this is to Ashley, and I said, never forget that you're always in first place.
Oh, yes. There was this one time that she asked me if I could drive her from Indianapolis to North Jetson, and I was like, okay, maybe.
What are we talking? That is funny.
Oh, apparently we're recording. What's up? So we're back.
I guess fate has brought us back. We didn't even press the record button, and it is now recording.
I don't even remember pressing it.
Neither do I. Honestly, is it still recording? What did it?
Yeah, 36, 37, 38.
Did it save everything?
Yeah, everything else saved.
All right. So we are back by fate.
Yes.
And I was... You know, it sucks. Like, I left and I was like, I had to go to the bathroom, but I have something really important to say, but I'll wait for the podcast, and now I forget.
The last thing we were talking about was just wanting to meet these people opposed to, like, also working with them.
Yeah, like, I feel like they're... Okay. Back to pop music. I'm sure it hasn't been that long for you, because it was probably just, like, literally a millisecond. But... Yeah, I feel like this pop sector of underground pop is, like, so much more accessible. Like, I think the feeling of, oh my god, I want to meet that pop star is so much more, like, realistic in that world. Because you could definitely meet Charlie XCX at one of her parties. Like, yeah. She freaking hosts parties. Ben actually went to one.
Well, yeah, because I met Dorian Electra, and I met Mood Killer, and I met some other artists there, but it was really nice. Oh, I met Banoffee. I met...
oh my god. I didn't know you met all of these artists.
Yeah. And they're all like... This is not to name drop, but this is just like the idea that when you go to these shows, you can actually meet these people because they're like so down to earth. Like they're actually willing to like talk to you like at their shows and stuff. I mean, unless it's like a Pop 2 show, which is a lot different because a lot more people go and she
literally
doesn't come
influx.
Out the crowd,
no.
But, like, after parties and stuff.
Oh yeah, because people are invited to those things. I mean, I just feel like I've seen so many people with like taking pictures with Sophie.
Yeah.
You know, like just like in the crowd, like, oh my god, I just met Sophie, we just talked. Like, whoa, hold on. Like, what? That blows my mind and it makes me think it could be possible for me, which I freaking hope so one day because, dear god, I'd love to collab with Sophie. I didn't realize Sophie collabed with Kim Petras.
Yeah.
Love that.
I mean, Kim Petras was on Charlie XCX's mixtape.
You're right. She just started though, which is crazy. I mean, she just got into the game like maybe 5 months ago? Six? Mm-mm.
She's been famous for a while because she was she was on the news for
that
TV show basically for being
the youngest
at, like,
person.
Really young,
yeah, she was the youngest
was
person really to get young. The surgery. Like the trans surgery, yes. And like that's where it
gender
started. The
gender
reassignment surgery. Trans surgery. That's
well,
not
it's
what
okay.
It's called.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
We're still in a learning phase about
we are.
People who are trans and all whatnot. And
right.
Bringing it back to Sophie being trans. It's like, but when you really think about it, everybody's so focused on the fact that she's trans. Like, everybody asks her about that in, like, interviews. But then you listen to the song Immaterial Girls, and it's... Or Immaterial.
Right.
I always want to call it Immaterial Girls, because that's the lyrics.
Yeah.
But you listen to the song Immaterial, and it's almost like...
She doesn't need to say anything. She doesn't need to answer those
and
questions.
Also, I don't even know if she wants to be called she, necessarily.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's just... If you really... I can be anything I
want.
I can be anything I want.
I don't think that Sophie has...
They don't have to pick one
right.
side or the other. I think Sophie just wants to
exist.
Be... Yeah, just be
Sophie.
A person.
Yeah, she just wants to be Sophie. I mean, honestly, I think Sophie
and
has...
do whatever appeals to Sophie at the moment.
Exactly. Like, you can see the way that Sophie talks in interviews. She knows what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows what she needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you listen to any song by Sophie, you don't really need to ask her questions because,
yeah.
I mean, New Attitude, though it's not been released,
yeah.
Fuck me up.
Mm-hmm.
That song is one of my anthems because, I don't know, you just kind of learn who these artists are through their music, unlike pop artists today, which sing, you know, songs about the very same thing over and over and over again.
And
like,
they're just like, It's like, oh my God, I love you, and I wish that you'd take your clothes off because I love your body.
Shape of your body.
And there's that cheering.
And you know what fucking sucks?
And like, don't be so physical. Like, everything is not so physical.
Right. Like, I hate that I love that song because I actually do love that song. But there,
we can't be friends anymore.
There are some scientific, like, statistics about how songs, like, popular songs are formulated and how, like, they are actually, like, addictive.
Well, it's kind of like that idea of Skins and, like, actually changing people's mindsets on things.
Right, exactly.
Like, pop music just makes people, they're just like, oh my God, I can't wait to play Shape of You and Sharon to my girl while, like, I'm about to fuck
propose.
Her. Oh my God, why?
That's what you're gonna say.
And they're gonna do like an entire choreographed dance right before, and they're gonna record it and like not even put it on YouTube. It's just for their family at the wedding.
Like, that's sad because there's so much more music out there that could be like so much more relatable to that moment or to that feeling or to that passion.
I would rather play like Is It Cold in the Water.
Oh, Infatuation.
Or Infatuation. Oh, I'd play Infatuation like, when I asked somebody to marry me.
Honestly, that song, when I first heard it, I was like, God, can I marry this
world.
Song?
No, I'm gonna do Whole New World.
Not okay. Actually, not okay for my marriage proposal. Oh my God. To be honest, that is my favorite song. We even had a podcast about Sophie's new album.
Oh yeah, we might as well just... Mm-hmm.
Next time...
We can just talk in depth about every song.
Yeah, like, I would like to talk to you right now about it, but it would just take probably an hour and a half.
Yeah, basically...
If you have that time.
Well, honestly, we can talk about it in this podcast.
Yeah, totally.
This is going to be like a 2-hour-long podcast. So, yeah, and then we can talk more about, like, PC music. But for now, I think we have to take a break.
Yes. Another one.
I know, we're just taking breaks left and right. But, you know, sponsors, if you're listening.
Yeah, we are here.
MeUndies, Stitch Fix. Poorhouse
sponsor us. Poorhouse, no.
We're here.
Skins, no, they don't even sponsor. PC Music.
The TV show, oh yeah.
I wonder who actually is in charge of it, though. Like, is there a CEO?
AG Cook is the founder.
Oh, wow, that's shocking. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I could message him. Like,
you've
messaged him.
I've messaged him and
he's responded to you.
I mean, he's probably pretty busy working with Charlie right now, but I bet you could talk to, like, Hannah Diamond, or you could talk to other people, you know what I mean?
Wow. This is
That's what's so nice
this
about it.
Awesome.
They're accessible.
They are.
I mean, that's what, like, a lot of pop artists are trying to do now. Which they've started doing whenever social media became popular. Like, all their PR people are like, we gotta get you on social media. We gotta make you accessible because accessibility equals like,
popularity.
More likability. You're like, oh,
yeah.
I can actually talk to this person over
here. Yeah, but it's a joke, guys. In the popular world, Taylor Swift is fucking around with you. Taylor Swift
doesn't even run her Instagram account.
Right, like, that sucks.
Nobody in Mariah Carey, do you think Mariah Carey...
None of them do.
...posted shit happens for her New Year's...
Absolutely not.
Makeup? No, somebody else did.
No, someone did. And that's
or
the
she
thing.
Told them to.
You think you're connecting with these popular artists, but you're not. And if... I don't want to, like, totally say you're not, because maybe you are. I mean, like, you might be able to connect to a lyric. I get it. I totally understand. You might be able to bop. But there is a different... There's a different game being played in the actual pop world that's so much more accessible and so much more hands-on that I feel like... The sad thing is it will get saturated. Like, I see PC music becoming so saturated and so popular soon that,
like... I
don't
see that.
But it's going to be so healthy. It's going to be a healthy popularity.
I think it's going to be, like, the influence will become popular and then AG Cook is still going to be doing stuff. But sadly, I don't think... I'm unsure if GFOTY will continue.
I don't know.
Hannah Diamond, I think she will just because she has a...
Oh, yeah.
A fervent...
She has a following, and she has an itch. She's also just so what PC music. When I think of PC music, I think of GFOTY. I think of Hannah Diamond and AG Cook. And is Easy Fun a part of PC music? Okay.
Easy Fun, Danielle Harrell. I think of Danielle Harrell because he's just amazing.
God damn.
If you ever listen to his harpsichord sessions.
I think I have. I don't know.
I'll have to send that to you. It's like, that's something to listen to when you're like about to go to sleep or something. if you're like just listen, you're just chilling out, definitely right. listen to it. It's a mind changer. It's a mood changer. It's emotional.
Oh my god, I
especially
love it.
Other Passacaglia, is that how you say it, or Passacaglia?
I don't know.
Passacaglia.
Is that an English word?
It's a Spanish word.
Okay.
It's a certain form of music written in a way that's like it's lots of arpeggios.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah, and it's on.
It's just like a specific way of writing music, mm-hmm. like under a form.
Not necessarily a form, but it is a style. It's
okay.
like a style of
like
dance,
you can,
but for music, yeah.
You can kind of be rough with it.
Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want. And Daniel,
can I have a sip of your beer?
Yes.
Everyone, I'm taking a sip of Ben's beer.
I don't drink. You can have all of it.
It's a coffee stout.
You like it?
I love it. Love it.
I love it. All right, you guys. We'll be back shortly. Sorry that this podcast is late.
True. Actually, I have to go soon.
But.
But.
We're going to finish this up.
We're going to finish this up.
And, yeah. We will get more on a regular schedule. We're just starting out now, so.
You know, we're new to this podcast, though.
So, yeah, like, once we get a better schedule set up, we figure out what days we can do it, best days. Mandy just got a new job with, yeah.
Porter, okay.
New job a little bit. Mm-hmm.
I just got a, okay, I'm not gonna, I don't wanna drop, well, should I drop names? I work in Valparaiso at a place called, News in Motion Media, and I'm basically a journalist, and I'm just kind of covering Northwest Indiana news, and going to events, interviewing people, just like, kind of. Oh, also the coolest thing about this company is that they only promote positive news. There's nothing negative. So
like, no, like political
no
stuff.
No political
unless
stuff.
Unless it's like positive political.
Yeah, so like if you see someone like see in the news that a house is on fire and like, you know, it's so devastating, this family's so sad, how about we, on our side, we cover the firefighter that saved three people. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the difference. So, yeah, I have a new job. I'm a fucking journalist. And, yeah, it's bitchin'.
Hair flip. It's a hair flip.
I did just hair flip podcast. Just so you know.
And, so, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts,
yes.
What is your Instagram, Mandy?
My Instagram is choirgirl94.
Yes. Spelled choirgirl. 94. And my Instagram is SheQueen, spelled SHE dot QUWEEN, because the other QUEEN was taken.
Well,
but
that's sad.
It is pretty sad. But yeah. And I don't have Twitter. I don't know if you have Twitter.
I don't Twitter. Have Twitter.
Twitter's lame.
No, I have Twitter, but only to connect with artists.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's how Fat Face and I met.
Only. No, I thought you connected with him on Instagram
okay.
when you commented on that one, the song itself.
Okay, it all
track.
Started. I
yeah,
found
give
his
us a little
email.
Backstory.
Okay, I found
we're not ending just now, but we're going to do it.
We're going to soon. I found his email on, like, Instagram, and I emailed him, but he didn't get back with me. I was like, oh my god, like, hey, I'm totally, like, just this girl who likes music. I want to collab with you. How can we do that? And he didn't email me back for like a day. And I was like, shit, like, maybe this is not going to happen. But you know what? As the pesty bitch I am, I went to his Twitter or her Twitter. I don't know if Craftface is a girl or a guy. Please tell me. And I don't even think it matters. It doesn't. So anyways, I went to his Twitter or her Twitter. And I just was like, hey, I totally emailed you. Just in case you don't, check your email. And then literally 2 seconds later. I mean, I'm not kidding. Maybe 5 seconds. That's probably the realistic time. I get 2 tracks in my DMs saying, hey, you want to, how do you feel about doing vocals on both of these? I'm just like, whoa. Like, something that you thought you were so far away from can be so, so close to you. So, like, my piece of advice is don't ever be, like, nervous or feel like you can't talk to people that you are inspired by, because they more than likely want to talk to you.
Also, don't be afraid to email somebody if you want to hook up with them.
Mm-hmm.
We won't talk about that now, but anyways.
Yeah, we'll give you some tips
story.
About that
yeah.
in another podcast. But thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah, and we will continue at...
Well, hopefully I mean, next week, because I'll be here in town working.
Oh yeah, okay, so we'll cut this podcast short
next
for today.
Tuesday.
But we should have it out by next Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday, cunt.
Yeah. Did you say cunt?
Cunt, because...
Oh, true.
Anyways.
Did you say cunt? One time someone told me that the word cunt was the worst word in the world. Like,
no,
was like,
Australians,
I don't think so.
Use it
I
all
love
the time.
Cunt. I love the word cunt. I love bad words. I feel like there's this stupid thing among bad words.
Yeah, slut's a great
sluts
word.
Sluts are amazing.
I'm a virgin and I'm a slut.
Bitch.
You're a slut. Your grandma's a slut. Your mom's a slut.
Oh.
Everybody's a slut because I'm in charge of my own body.
I wish I could shout out to her.
I forget her name.
I followed her on Instagram to Sadego.
Oh,
gosh,
damn.
What a beautiful human. But thank you guys so much for listening. Please like tune in next week. We'll always have some tea to spill, something to talk about. You never really know. You never really know when it's Ben and Mandy.
All right, you guys. This podcast was made with Anchor. You'll hear another like a little blurb at the end about it. So we'd like to thank Anchor.
Thank you so much for this platform.
Making this so easy to record and upload podcasts. You can catch us on Spotify. You can catch us on iTunes, I hope, soon.
If we got that money, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I think they'll be doing it soon, like, automatically,
yeah.
Yeah,
right. You're right.
So just catch us on your favorite platforms. We'll soon be able to move to SoundCloud, so you guys are more able to do... and listen to that if that's your gig, because I love SoundCloud. But anyways, you guys, yeah, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you have a great day, night,
tomorrow
evening.
Morning.
If, yeah, whether you're a
whatever
stripper, if you're a CEO in the top of a building, you
yeah,
know?
A barista.
Yeah, if you're a barista, if you're a barrister,
yeah,
or
anything,
if you're
a grave digger,
a colonel,
anything.
Yeah.
I hope you have a good day because we love everybody.
Yes. So thank you guys for listening and have a great everything.
Bye.